Sims.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Officials at Rey Nkonyeni Municipality say the ongoing strike by municipal officials, or rather workers, is hindering its ability to restore power outages in Port Shepstone. Employees downed tools last week over a dispute relating to the job grading process. It severely impacted service delivery, including refuse collection and electricity supply, with some residents having had no power for days. It's believed some power cables in Port Shepstone was removed. The municipality says technicians were sent out to fix the issue, but were intimidated by striking workers and are now afraid to report for duty. Spokesperson Simon April.
Our technical services department is trying to establish the cause of the problem, but they are also having a difficulty because there are no electricians to assist. I can't say when electricians will be available because they've indicated that they are afraid of doing their work because they feel threatened by other workers.
The local ratepayers association's Salahuddin Musa feels the community is being held hostage and being made to suffer for something they are not responsible for.
We have old age homes here. People have in wheelchairs, 80, 90 years old, affected. Also parts of town, some of the businesses are now closed for a week now because they still have to pay rent. They have to throw away all the stuff because, you know, you cannot keep on running generators. So there's been lots and lots of losses.
Two men convicted of killing a taxi driver in Durban North have a lengthy spell in prison ahead of them. The Durban Regional Court this week sentenced Mfana Futhi Madlala and Sifiso Sokulu to life imprisonment for the murder of Nkosi Khona Ngcobo in Effingham.
On the evening of 10 July 2022, he was driving his taxi out of the taxi rank when he was accosted by the men. They were armed and fired shots at him, shooting him six times.
The NPS Natasha Kara says one of his killers was caught after he tried to mix in with the crowd, but was recognized by a bystander who alerted police. The other suspect was arrested the following day. And a breakthrough deal between Ethiopia and Somalia aimed at ending tensions between the Horn of Africa neighbors has been hailed as an important step. The countries have been at loggerheads since landlocked Ethiopia struck a deal in January with Somalia's breakaway region, Somaliland, to lease a stretch of coastline for a port and military base. In return, Somaliland, which unilaterally declared independence from Somalia in 1991, said Ethiopia would give it formal recognition. Somalia branded the deal a violation of its sovereignty. It sparked fears of renewed conflict in the volatile region. After hours of Turkish brokered talks yesterday, Ankara said a historic agreement had been reached between Somalia and Ethiopia. East Africa's regional bloc, IGAD, has welcomed the deal. The top story, officials at Rey Nkonyeni Municipality say the ongoing strike by municipal workers is hindering its ability to restore power in Port Shepstone. More news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Unric Nokia has been ruled out the rest of the white ball matches against Pakistan. Andre Pollard still not sure about his playing future at the Leicester Tigers. And Englishman Andy Sullivan sets the early pace at Leopard Creek at the Alfred Dunhill Championship.